Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one. And a blue one and a yellow one. They're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the
people in the house. To let it go to that part, Evan. Come on, my goodness, love it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Great guests last three quarters of the show. Patricia McGuire, president of Trinity Washington University. We have a caller. We got about a minute.
Yes, we go got ahead. Mark from the SAC. You got about a minute.
All right, Mark, what's happening?
Well, this thing with both mathematics, I couldn't help but think of there's an Ursula K. Le Guin short story called The Masters, where a man lives in this community where he's becoming initiated into the guild, but all they use is the Roman numerals, and they're dependent on tables to decide, you know, what X plus X or, you know, X plus BX is equal to, and he is introduced to this older man who has the Arabic numerals, you know, the numerals that we're used for multiplication and all that, you know, the ease that using that, but it's rejected by the community that they live that as black magic. And I'm simplifying it a great deal, but it's a fascinating short story talk, you know, that how there's people that do not like knowledge at all. I mean,
right.
They don't like, you know, that, there's a whole other tangent I could have gone down with Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, and James Madison's careful notes on the Constitutional Convention, where there's people that are actually condemning slavery in very we would consider modern terms, mm-hmm. and some of the founders' inability to make that leap, even though they believed in liberty and freedom and were uncomfortable with slavery. But they just couldn't. A lot of them just couldn't bring themselves to recognize people of a different color as equal.
Yeah,
which is the same thing that the Muslims were doing in North Africa. They said, "Well, we good Muslims can't be doing this because we rely on these white Christian slaves to do the work out in the hot fields because we couldn't do it."
Well, I mean, you know, and what we're talking about, Tom, here is this ability to engage deeply in these conversations. And we say sometimes whether they're contradictions, paradoxes, whatever they are, they're really important. And so when we allow the government, and I think that's the other part to be, and Tom, thanks for the call. When we allow government,
yes.
Which understand that that's what's happening here when we say this, when we allow the government to make rules about what can and cannot be taught, what we're talking about here is government censorship, and that's fascism. So when there are laws against teaching, we've got a serious problem. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. We loved having you tonight. We loved our guest, President Patricia McGuire. More Busted Pencils next week. See you Tuesday.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!